Now, Russia's ambassador to NATO has strongly criticized the military alliance for its decision to deploy its forces to six Eastern European countries. Alexander Grushko says the decision shows that NATO is switching to Cold War-style security schemes. The Russian diplomat also says NATO's activities will substantially weaken the security of the region. On Friday, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization announced plans to form command and control units in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania. The decision is said to be aimed at boosting NATO's capabilities to react quickly to any conflict. And the plan comes amid rising tensions with Russia over the ongoing crisis in Ukraine.
As he launched his annual report in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg described 2014 as a black year for European security because of extremism in North Africa and the Middle East, and also the crisis in Ukraine, all taking place, he said, close to NATO borders. Stoltenberg has again accused Russia of having troops in eastern Ukraine. He claims Moscow is arming pro-independence fighters in the conflict zone, an allegation the Kremlin vehemently denies. Stoltenberg says NATO has stopped what he describes as practical cooperation with Russia, but he insists that military communications must remain open in order to prevent war.
We have seen increased military presence from the Russians close to NATO borders, and also increased NATO presence close to Russian borders. And of course, that increases the risks of misunderstanding of situations coming out of control.
NATO's annual report for 2014 states that the 28-country alliance carried out 200 military exercises last year. NATO intercepted Russian aircraft 400 times, a fourfold increase on 2013. The organization spent €729 billion on defense in 2014. European members contributed €220 billion, €6 billion less than in the previous year.
Of course, NATO has financial problems, and it's not new, because the citizens of Europe can't understand why they have to go on paying for this outdated garage for tanks of the Cold War.
At a time when Russia is increasing its spending on defense, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg has warned that unless the Western bloc's budget is increased, its credibility will be seriously undermined, because the alliance will not be able to purchase new equipment or increase its number of military exercises. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, at NATO headquarters, Brussels.
We're now joined out of Brisbane by Max Egan, a radio host and political commentator. Now, Mr. Egan, Alexander Grushko called this a Cold War-style scheme. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, it is certainly a Cold War-style scheme. What it really is an aggressive action. We've seen NATO, which was eventually, essentially formed as a protective force, actually becoming an aggressive force. And this has been an ongoing thing. I mean, it's been expanding and expanding and expanding right to Russia's borders. I mean, there was an agreement made, I believe, way back, where they said that they would not expand one thumb width from the where they were. But of course, when this was questioned, they said, oh, that was just a verbal agreement. You didn't really expect us to keep our word, did you? I mean, this is the typical style that we're seeing from the West. And I think a lot of it is because the wheels are falling off the Western system. I really do. I think the leaders of the West, they've been exposed for war crimes and all sorts of things now, so they've got to keep pushing and pushing and acting what they claim to be defensively in an aggressive manner. It's actually aggression, not defense. And they've got to keep pushing this in order to probably try and provoke Russia into some sort of defensive action that the Western media will then call aggressive. And this is just to convince the population that we need our governments to stay there. I mean, there's a wonderful quote by Plato, actually, that says, when the tyrant has disposed of enemies by conquest or treaty and there's nothing left to fear from them, then he's always stirring up some war or other in order that the people may require a leader. And that's exactly what we're seeing from the West, I think.
Right. And Mr. Egan, I mean, European countries have voiced their concern that confrontational approach with Russia isn't really beneficial to Europe and European countries, regardless of its sanctions or military style escalation like this. I mean, what do you think as far as, you know, like, is this all a result of U.S. pressure?
Well, it is. It's all a result of U.S. foreign policy. U.S. foreign policy has always been one of expansion under the guise of defense. That's what they've done ever since World War II. If you look at it, they've got bases in, 168 countries now, something like that. They've gone out and expanded right around the world, and they've claimed they're doing it to protect themselves as defensive measures. But it's not, it's aggressive. And of course, America can promote a war, but it isn't in America's backyard. America likes to fight its wars in Europe. You know, England and America have traditionally fought their wars on European soil, and that's exactly what they're saying. And I think people have to stop going along with US foreign policy. US foreign policy has been destabilizing the world for a very long time. I think it's becoming very evident to people now, and they should be. There should be cause for concern across every European country, because relations with Russia is extremely important to all European countries, and it was fine, it usually is fine, until America steps in and decides that it needs to improve things. And this is what we see as a result.
Right, and peculiar enough, most of this beefing up of the military presence is taking place on the soil of countries that were, most of the countries were ex-Soviet satellites back in the day. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, this is NATO going in to protect these countries, of course. You know, again, it's expansion under the guise of defense, and it's an aggressive action. And the West seems to be doing everything it can to provoke Russia into conflict. And as soon as Russia acts defensively to prevent some of this aggression that we're seeing right on its borders, Western media will spin it, and it'll be all guns blazing. That's what they're trying to push, and they've been really working hard at it. And it's I don't think people are going to fall for it, though. I mean, people are seeing what's going on here. It's pretty obvious that this is an aggressive act. All of this expansion is aggressive, and I don't think they're going to get away with it.
Thank you much, sir. That's Mr. Max Egan joining us out of Brisbane, radio host and political commentator.